At a joint press conference, the creative minds behind the Clark Art Institute, the Williamstown Theater Festival, the Williams College Museum of Art, and the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art, or MassMOCA, previewed what the summer has in store. Tina Olson is the director of the Williams College Art Museum. She says events and exhibits at one attraction work hand in hand with shows at the other destinations.
People coming to the Berkshires to have a unique, gorgeous, flavor-filled weekend of activity. And when we think that way, it really helps us program in a way that's very, very complementary and very rich.
Highly anticipated is the unveiling of the Clark's new building and renovated 60-year-old spaces. Michael Conforti is the Institute's director.
People are going to be simply, I have to use the unfortunate term, blown away by the Clark as they remember it and liked it, but the Clark as they're now going to experience it.
Conforti says the gallery expansions and new water features and walking trails added to the 140-acre campus are so subtle that they can't be seen by a passerby on the streets of Williamstown.
A beautiful college community, and people like to imagine it as like they experienced it decades ago or when they were at college there or when tourists came through some time ago. They like thinking that all of the paintings at the Clark were exactly in the location that they imagined them to be.
Conforti says this summer the Clark will use the expansion to dive into 20th century art like never before by offering abstractions. Ancient bronzes from Shanghai will also be on display, as well as the return of Impressionist art curated at the Clark that has drawn 2.6 million people globally in the past 3 years. Jennifer Civello is the executive director of the Williamstown Chamber of Commerce. She says the Clark's unveiling will be tied into this year's 4th of July parade.
We often talk about how tourists visit the Clark and other cultural institutions within Williamstown and the Northern Berkshire region, but it's really it's home for a lot of people here. So it's, you know, a lot of our locals spend time in these cultural attractions as well. So really giving them the opportunity to get the first view.
For Olson and the Williams College Museum of Art just down the road, the summer is an exciting but different time as students are off campus.
Burgeoning, exploding interest in lifelong learning. People are coming to the Berkshires, people in their, you know, 50s, 60s, younger than that, but that's a lot of our audience. And they're coming because they're really still interested in what's going on and they want to learn. Like, we don't think of it that way, but that really is what part of what they're doing, right? It's cultural tourism. We have a capacity to really leverage that because we've got, you know, dozens and dozens of really smart faculty at our doorsteps who are our resource.
Olson says this summer the museum will offer curator workshops providing a personalized experience for visitors viewing a meshing of 18th and 19th century quilts and furniture with Americana art. Steve Kaus is the producer at the Williamstown Theater Festival. The group is going through a transition period as the summer's programming was created by outgoing director Jenny Gersten, while incoming director Mandy Greenfield looks to take the reins in September. Kaus says the season kicks off in early July with the play June Moon, which follows a singer-songwriter from Schenectady trying to find his way in New York City's Tin Pan Alley.
So he sort of has this romantic, idealistic vision of what it's going to be like to sell a musical in the big city, and he gets there, and it's business. And it's six songwriters in one room finding, you know, it's really funny in that way, but it's also a little bit dark.
MassMOCA is marking its 15th year anniversary with a celebration Memorial Day weekend, followed by a summer of large-scale exhibits and musical performances by Beck in June and the Fresh Grass Festival of Bluegrass in September. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.